From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, Myanmar began a three-day period of mourning. Flags were flown at half-staff, but according to the Associated Press, many people of the city of Yangon said they don't quite understand what exactly the mourning period involves. As for aid efforts, the United Nations estimates that only a quarter of people who need aid have gotten it. Today, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the military rulers of Myanmar have agreed to let some UN helicopters deliver food to areas outside Yangon, areas that were hardest hit by the cyclone. The Secretary General is scheduled to visit Myanmar on Thursday. To find out more about aid efforts, I spoke earlier with Jean-Sebastien Matt. He is an emergency coordinator with Doctors Without Borders in Yangon. Mr. Matt said he's been in Yangon for a week now, but he hasn't been able to travel to the Irrawaddy Delta, where cyclone survivors are awaiting aid.
Nevertheless, we have around 250 national staff that are able to provide some relief effort in the area, as we're having a regular program in the country with around 1,000 national staff. So a lot of them are coming from our regular program to give a tremendous effort, but unfortunately it's still not enough to get the relief in the Delta area.
Now, when you say national staff, you're talking about not foreign workers, but the people of Myanmar who actually work for Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah, exactly. And we have a huge program for HIV patients in the country. So we have some skilled staff that are quite good, but the only thing is that they're not experienced in those kind of situation. Normally, in a classical, let's say, situation like this, we would probably send 80 or 100 international staff that are well experienced and expert in this kind of situation. So it would go much more faster. But unfortunately, we have to see it the other way around. Now it's the international staff that is supporting the national staff in their huge effort.
Now, I know that the communication systems in the country have broken down, but what kinds of reports are you getting back from the folks that are out there in the field?
The communication devices are almost all broken, so we try to have once a day a communication with them, so it's not easy to support them to be able to send the right material, to be able to send the right people to give supply to the population. So we're quite worried. There's still 18 days after the catastrophe, people that haven't seen any relief material or people.
What do people most need now?
Well, definitely the shelter issue. To put a roof for them in the rainy season, it's quite important. We're seeing a lot of respiratory infection as the people are in the wild or gathering in pagodas, monasteries, and some schools, if there's still some schools standing or pagodas. The food is definitely urgent to get much more food in there. And so far, we're crossing our finger. We're not seeing any outbreak, but more and more cases of diarrhea are seen every day.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us. Jean-Sebastien Mott is the emergency coordinator with the group Doctors Without Borders. He spoke with me from Myanmar's capital, Yangon. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you very much.